Hello, everyone. Tiny handful of folks that we have. It seems like we're running into the old Discord notification issue. So, as usual, we're going to give it a little bit longer for that notification to propagate more broadly. Welcome, Veer. Veer, can you, hello, or indeed anyone in the audience, confirm that I'm coming through loud and clear?
You sound great to me.
And you're coming through clear as well, Veer.
Good.
Okay, there it goes. It looks like we're getting that notification out to the broader audience. So I'll start us off with, hello everyone, I'm Canadian Git and I'm here with Veer. This is the Moderation Office Hours. We're going to be here for the next 30 minutes to field any questions you have about moderation, the mentor program, the guidelines more broadly. As always, I like to say you're welcome to field any question about Resonite as a whole. Those are just the areas we know the most about. So feel free to ask whatever questions on your mind. We'll give you our best answer. And if we can't give you a complete answer, we will point you where you can get more information. If you'd like to ask any of those questions, please head to the Moderation Office Hours forum just north of the community stage, where you'll find a thread titled Moderation Office Hours and today's date. I hope everyone has been having a fantastic weekend so far.
Among Us. There, Cyberfrog, how's that dose of dopamine for you?
We are, unfortunately, recording this office hours, so that will be preserved forever.
Excellent.
If you're trying to put an eyeball on the thread, here, I will just drop it in the office hours general channel. If you need a link through to that forum thread, if you are otherwise trying to run it down, it can also be found in the chat room for this stage. Out of mind. I hope everyone's been having a fantastic weekend. I don't think we have any major moderation news to throw at you or get your opinion on, though we have had a couple things come out recently. There's the new Resonite trailer rolling around out there. Recap stream recently went over all the awesome things that happened over the last month, including the new business report showing some of the financials of Resonite as a whole.
Indeed, lots of interesting things happening.
Luxavo asks, business report. Yeah, if you go to the recap stream, which is, just for clarification, always the first stream of any given month, you get, there's typically a bunch of things that'll go over all of the development that happened throughout the preceding month, all of the new things brought down by the content team, by the development team, any major news items that are happening, and then it tends to be capped off by a business office hours. This time, because it's a end of a quarterly, we also had a business report, more broadly, sort of a financial report about the financial health of the company, as we're trying to, of course, push for transparency in all regards, let people see what's going on behind the curtain, so to say, in as much as we can, whenever we can. We do have a question. Cyberfrog asks, I want to make an E621.NET browser for Resonite, but it has filters by XSPiced? I think an autocorrect ate a chunk of that sentence. Questionable and safe. How does it need to behave in Resonite to be public? E621, of course, has adult content, but it can also output safe content too. Can I make a browser with adult content option? Does it need to be only safe content? This is one of those things where it's an item that the thing you're loading into the world, the browser itself, we would treat as adult content. If it has a direct link through to a site containing predominantly, or at least large quantities, adult content, yeah, you'd want to be very, very careful of how you're going to bring that out into the world. But if you've made it in this regard, assuming the worlds you're bringing it into meet the criteria for adult content. They are not publicly visible. Everyone present is 18 years of age or older, and they consent to view that content, then it'd be perfectly fine to load it in. I don't think there's a way you could design the item so that it would be fine to bring out in every session. That runs into the same problem we have with people making clever modifications to their avatars that, like, delete the adult content when they load into worlds that aren't adult content rated. Moderation, as we previously said, never endorse any of those systems. It's always bring it out of your inventory in a world that is rated for adult content if it might have adult content on it.
Yep, and just be aware, the filtering stuff that you are working with is also on their servers. So if they have some sort of server screw up where they're not respecting explicit filters, that could get you in trouble if you load this into the world and it accidentally shows adult content. Not only that, but it is a predominantly porn site. Sometimes people mistag items on, you know, these sites, and they might tag it as safe. And that would be on you if you did bring it into a public session and accidentally loaded those images on there. Just be cautious. I'd recommend only using this in adult. Private sessions.
Shundalek asks, I think is the logical follow-up question of this, is would a Twitter browser not be allowed then? And it would run into the same problems. Certainly, if you're using this to engage with adult content on Twitter, you'd have to treat it the same way you would anything else that could bring in adult content. My general recommendation, of course, across the board is going to be, if you suspect what you're bringing into any session is going to bring adult content, make sure that session is rated for adult content. Rampa says, unless you use filtered scrapper proxy, something like piped, but for the site and set up to filter stuff. Yeah, I don't know, admittedly, precisely what a filtered scrapper proxy is, but this is going to fall, I imagine, under the same category of all other, but what if I used X to make an avatar work if it was going to have adult content but fix itself for public worlds? Of we, as moderation, are not going to endorse that method. We're going to say, no, if there's any potential for adult content coming through on this thing you're spawning out, make sure it's in a world that's rated for it. Otherwise, you're responsible should that adult content show up in sessions it's not rated for. As Luxavo says, two separate browsers then, a safe one and an adult one. Yes, that would be the safest way to do it.
Cyberfrog says, what about Stable Diffusion image generator? One time it accidentally generated adult boobs. Okay. What if it happens in a public world? Who will be punished for generating this stuff? User who spawned this item or creator of Stable Diffusion Rezo interface. So it would be the person bringing the item into the world if it does display adult content on it.
It's worth noting, and I like to emphasize when we're having these sorts of conversations, that moderation, if you mess up the adult content guidelines in a good faith fashion, i.e. you didn't know that Stable Diffusion could accidentally generate boobs, and they did, and it was a public world, we're not going to respond, even if we get the ticket and someone shows a video of you doing it, by banning you forever. Very unlikely. Right. You are not a person in that scenario trying to maliciously harm other users. It's not a particularly egregious offense. And if you go, oh, dang, and immediately remove the item, thus fixing the problem, we're probably not going to lead with anything other than sending a warning or a reminder through the bot saying, okay, you have to be more careful about this sort of stuff. If you repeat, yes, we escalate. But we're not unreasonable people. We're not going to see a toe poke past the line when it comes to adult content and immediately lop it off and ban you forever. We are going to appreciate the context for how these things come out and lead with information where we can and where it's appropriate. Rampa says, what I mean is an external filter, not letting any not safe for work ever reach Resonite and not manipulatable in-game. And again, I'm not going to endorse any system. If you make a system that's perfect, I will never find out about it because it's perfect, but I'm not going to endorse anything outside of anything that could bring adult content into Resonite being confined to sessions where it's rated for it. That's just the line I will always go back to every single time. It's a very boring line. I understand it doesn't have tons of nuance, but it's at least very clear for people to understand. As a couple of people are pointing, I do want to jump on. Breasts is a particularly bad example. in this. That is correct. Since we do not have any restriction for the presentation of nipples, be it male or female, inside of our guidelines, that would be fine. But if you brought something in that did rate as adult content, everything else we've been saying follows in line. As MetaMedBlue says, it was supposed to be rhetorical and it was answered rhetorical. If things coming in contained adult content, we would have to treat it in that fashion. Yes, one more time, just to be clear, the guidelines make no reference to nipples, regardless of gender, at the present moment. Cyberfrog asks, can I make a browser but it will display only safe content with checkboxes with adult filters will be hidden inside and unsubscribed as enable it for adult content, but you can take the responsibility to have this item only in private sessions? Again, we're not going to endorse any individual system you're using to put it together. Much like avatars, we go back to this boring old line where we say, hey, if adult content comes through, you're responsible for it. No amount of trickery is going to get the thumbs up for moderation. We're going to tell you if there's a possibility of adult content coming through. If any of your system breaks and you think that might lead to adult content coming through, something on the far side breaking and that might lead to adult content coming through, keep that sucker in an adult content world. That way, you don't run the risk of things going wrong, someone identifying that it's gone wrong and submitting a ticket for you.
I will also say, Cyberfrog's talking about making this device, I think. And are you asking if you're going to be held responsible if someone else makes the mistake of accidentally showing adult content? If that's the question, the answer is no. We would be talking to the person, giving a warning usually, to the person who is displaying the content, not the creator of the display.
Exactly. Shundalak asks, sort of the logical follow-up of that, if an item shows adult content, you mentioned that the user spawning in the item is responsible. Is that the case every time? Like, could the creator be responsible at any point? And I'd like to take that outside of just the world of adult content. Generally, almost always across the board, it is the actions inside of Resonite that we try to moderate. As we know, I like to go the spiel, anything down to just a gun that knocks people back could be used to harass other users. We don't. And there's many, many things far, far, far more complicated than a gun that knocks people back that could be used for harassment or that could otherwise break the guidelines. We don't penalize those items almost ever. It's almost always the actions of users. Have you spawned it out and misused it? There are some vanishingly rare exceptions to this. If you build something inside of Resonite that could be damaging to Resonite as a whole, we might go after that item. But they are sufficiently fringe that I don't think I would vest this conversation with examples about them. It's just generally emphasizing, yeah, the actions of the user bringing it out is what we look at.
Yep. Cyberfrog asks, okay, can I make a safe browser and add the text for NSFW version? Asked to Cyberfrog, you could technically do that, yeah. There's not really a problem with you doing that or not doing that. You know, because once again, it's not about the creator of the item. If you're not creating this item to cause problems for the Resonite platform, if you're creating it for a legitimate use, then we are not going to even be sending any warnings your way if someone misuses your item that you created.
Absolutely. You can imagine people making use of a browser for adult content in adult content rated worlds. If one of those users brought it to another world where it wasn't appropriately rated, that's the issue. It's not the creation of the browser itself. We'd have a conversation with that user.
Cyberfrog asks, but can I spawn a safe browser that has a folder with NSFW version in it? If you can ensure that this item doesn't necessarily reach the hands of miners, which if you do create a public folder, that can be pretty.
I think we lost Veer. Hello?
Hello, can you hear me?
You're coming through again.
Oh, weird. Was I censored?
Cut off halfway through. The cord was pulled.
Oh my god. Okay. Anyway, what was I saying? Can I spawn a safe browser that has a folder with NSFW version in it? As long as you can try to keep that folder from getting in the hands of miners, that would be very much appreciated. That is kind of our main concern with that point. So I wouldn't even recommend it. Am I still gone?
You came through loud and clear, no worries.
Okay, good.
Our general recommendation when it comes to public folders, due to the difficulties associated with distribution, is to, yes, have a public folder whose contents are exclusively lacking any sort of adult content whatsoever and have no ability to bring it out, regardless of at the surface level or subfolders within them hosted elsewise, and then have an entirely separate folder that you might share closely among friends. But even that, you'd want to be careful about distribution.
Chundalak asks, what about a case where an item is created and presented as safe and would spawn out non-allowed content when triggered on some way? No, that's creation with intent to harm the platform. That would get you, the creator, in trouble.
Again, good faith appeals. If something came out, someone made a dastardly item intending to spawn adult content, this very hypothetical, and a report comes in. And so we initially take action against the person who spawned the item, not knowing what it was going to do. I assume that they would then submit an appeal. And did good faith tell us, I just did not know what it was going to do. Genuine ignorance is something that we're certainly going to engage with when it comes to changing our response to them. It seems unlikely that we would have immediately escalated to account restrictions, but who knows? Perhaps the thing it does is sufficiently bad that we would have. In that case, you'd want to have a conversation with us, and we'd try and identify where the item came from.
Just a quick ask, have we missed anyone's questions, since there's a little bit of a lull?
As always, if we did, feel free to reply to yourself and just point out the question in question.
Because we got a pretty big smattering of questions there all in a row. That was pretty great. Answers leading to more questions. Indeed, that tends to be the case. Which is always great, actually. That's probably why we have such a slow start at the beginning. And then once we get the wheels oiled, then we start getting a lot of questions. So yeah, keep them coming. How's the weather? A little bit gray here. Let's wheel the oils, indeed.
It's gray and gloomy where I'm at.
Cheeseburger, indeed. Speaking of which, I once recently went to Wendy's and ended up getting a rare, medium rare, the Dave's Double. It was the best tasting burger I ever had from Wendy's. I wish they would actually just give you that option to do that all the time. Chundalak asks, the mentor application form has been reopened. How is that going so far? It's going so far pretty good. I think we've already jumped like 10 users in the other Discord group since like 2 days ago. Madame Blue says, I mean, you could probably request it to be medium rare. They will always tell you they have to cook it to well done. My burger was a mistake. They didn't leave it on the thing long enough. A very tasty mistake. Bob Ross burger. Was it Dale's dead bug? What? Easton, what are you doing to us?
Appears we're having some connection difficulties. I do apologize. Discord every now and then does have issues. Unfortunately, that's a little bit beyond our control. We have founded a fairly convenient social app when it comes to hosting things for the community, but I will be the first to admit there are flaws.
Indeed. Why is there a ping? Oh, great. I got quoted. Okay. Once we get the oils wheeled, indeed. And you thought I was going to be ashamed about Among Us. Here's a funny question. How many moderators have been added since Resonite public launch? An entire none. We have not actually opened any applications and added any new moderators. Not yet. We will be soon, though. We're probably going to announce that here once we do. Unless, Git, am I missing anyone? We didn't add anyone, I don't think, did we?
No. Moderation has been... there were a number of mods that came along, sort of grandfathered in with previous programs, but no formal opening of the application since Resonite has launched.
Yeah. Lexivo asks, would you be able to provide a list of the current moderators? The wiki currently has an empty list. I got to put together the list for the wiki. I don't want to throw out any like names in making the mistake of naming any moderators that aren't currently on the roster right now. But we'll get that list updated soon.
Of course, if you're just curious who a mod is when you're wandering around in game, they have a badge above their head. We don't generally
try to conceal. Wait, one of them is called Veer?
Oh, well, yes, that is, I think, I suspect. I haven't checked the list recently, but that does, the name rings a bell, really.
I will say this, any of the users that are listed here in the Discord as moderators are also moderators on the platform. But that's not the entire list.
Shandalik asks, do all moderators have the badge? Yes, all moderators should. I believe it's actually tied to the command that gives them the ability to engage in commands in Resonite. I'm not 100% certain on that.
It is. So they are required to have that tag. Gray Fox asks, can moderators hide their tags? No, they cannot. There might be a point at sometime in the future where people will be able to tag, like toggle their various tags. We're not sure how we're going to approach that with the moderation team yet, but we'll get to that bridge when we get there. I almost said we'll get to that bridge when we cross it.
Having a day for idioms. This, to be clear, though, is not a conduct thing. Moderators and mentors are certainly still welcome to have custom name tags, as is pretty popular throughout the community. If you want to know if a moderator is a moderator, I always recommend looking in the session tab where the content will be clear.
There's a word for what I almost did. A malaphor. Thank you.
Shuntalik asks, are there any moderators that are mentors as well, or are the roles exclusive? They are not exclusive. You are welcome to be part of both parts of the volunteer teams if you would like. That is probably not the correct answer. Mentors aren't allowed to just step into being moderators. I don't mean to imply that. But moderators are certainly welcome to retain or go become a mentor after joining the team. There's no exclusivity whatsoever in that regard. Mentors would have to go through the same application process as anyone else if and when we open it in the future.
We'll burn that bridge when we get to it. And that's great, actually. Chundalak asks, is there a cloud variable with a list of mentors and moderators? No. Oh, hey, Techno answered my question for me. Thank you. Easton points out it's called the wiki. However, I do recognize that some of those wiki pages are lacking in the list for at least the moderators. I think a mentor list would be a pretty massive excursion.
I sort of want to recommend against trying to keep a continuous up-to-date list of mentors, but, you know, it's something we could talk to the mentor leads about.
I was going to say, if there's some form of automation we could employ to update the lists on the wiki, then sure. But like, if not, that's, you know, going to be kind of a harrowing task to do every week. Just more things to add to the pile. By the way, we have 2 minutes remaining. If you guys have any questions for us, we're going to be here for the next 2 minutes. After that, we're going to go ahead and close out this week's office hours for the moderation team. I may have lied. I think we have a minute left.
It is getting pretty short.
Could you explain how Cloudflare works? I know.
Like the technical pro... I would recommend you take that question to Probable Prime's office hours that happen on Tuesdays.
I think the local dispensary might be able to explain it to me. I'm not sure. I mean, I thought that's what Rampo was talking about at first earlier. Question how? I don't know. Oh, Madam Blue asks, what is our favorite world? That's a good question. You know, lately, I'd say probably my favorite world is Sound Egg by Colza. I really like the music vinyl creation system. I think that's really fun. And thank you, Techno. Techno has pasted the wiki link for the cloud variables page.
Always appreciated.
Yes.
All right, I think we've reached that magical time where if you're not currently typing a question about moderation or anything else we could answer, I'd encourage you to hold on to it for next week when we will be back at the same time, same location to field as many questions as we can for another 30 minutes.
Yep. And you guys have a wonderful rest of your week and a wonderful rest of your Sunday. And have a great day.
Hold on. CyberFox does ask one question.
Oh, okay.
Why studio is called Yellow Dog Man Studios when the dog on logo is not actually yellow, but a code? I mean, he's secretly a coding dog.
It's probably one of those weird esoteric references that Frooks hides in things.
No, that's just the hex code. But,
No, maybe.
That's it, yes. Thank you, everyone, for all the questions. It has been an exciting Sunday. We'll catch you next time.
Yep. Catch you later, folks.